Fish and Game assesses the red crab stocks each year. That involves the results of an annual on-the-ground survey, past commercial harvest data, and for the past few years, the results of a cooperative research project involving fishermen and the department. According to the department, the Southeast Red King crab stock is at its lowest level in 23 years. Joe Stratman is the lead crab biologist for the region.
Stock health ratings of poor in the majority of the survey areas, and well below average ratings in the others, offered no harvestable surplus towards the minimum threshold and regulation. Therefore, the department recommended that there not be a commercial fishery this season.
The department can only open the season if it estimates an available surplus of at least 200,000 pounds. That's only happened 5 times over the past 13 years. The department estimates the total amount of mature crab in Southeast at 910,000 pounds. 740,000 pounds of those crabs are legal size, which means they would be big enough to keep in a commercial fishery. Stratman says it's not a significant decrease from last season, which was also closed.
There weren't huge changes in the biomass from last year for both legal and mature. So I guess we would call the stocks below average, but stable. Things didn't seem to get a lot worse from last year.
According to Stratman, the department has not seen the recruitment of newly legal-sized crab into the fishery on an annual basis. When it's open, the November red crab season provides an important economic boost for permit holders and their crew, as well as processors and support businesses. Last time there was a season, in 2011, 54 permit holders landed 176,000 pounds. At more than $10 a pound, the crab was worth $1.87 million at the docks.
Well, I wish there was more crab in the water. But I think we all realize it's somewhat depressed right now for some reason, other than the commercial fishery.
John Barry is a red crab fisherman and co-chair of the Southeast Alaska King and Tanner Crab Task Force. That's a group of industry representatives and state officials who work on research and management issues. In the future, Barry says the fleet would like to see the 200,000-pound threshold lowered or done away with entirely.
Because when there's not a fishery, it's not only an economic loss, but it's also an important loss of data for the predictive results of the model. Even if, you know, if there's 100,000 pounds instead of the 200,000 pound threshold, it's still $1 million worth of economic value. And we have the data every year.
In the past, the industry has argued that department red crab estimates were too low. Fleet input led to changes in the annual department survey, along with an ongoing collaborative effort to gauge crab numbers with the help of commercial fishermen and a new survey method. The study, which started in 2009, involves catching, marking, and recapturing crab. The work resulted in an adjustment that led to an open fishery in 2011. But even with that adjustment this year and the last, the estimated biomass was still too low for another opening. Still, Barry thanks the department for working with the fleet on the project.
It's done a lot to ease a lot of the strife between management and the fishermen. Like, we're all somewhat on the same page now. So it's pretty cool.
The department plans to continue the mark recapture study work. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.